Next application is case number 11177, the application of Christian and Barbara Willie. Site is located south of Route 620, also known as Abbott's Pond Road, approximately 1,139 feet east of Route 36, also known as Shawnee Road, and being identified on tax rolls as tax map ID 130, map 5, parcel 79. Requesting a special use exception to retain a manufactured home type structure for an office use and storage. This was originally approved as case number 8237. It was approved on July 7th of 2003 for 5 years, and it's a little overdue for being extended. Mm-hmm. And I've received no letters on this application in support or in opposition. That's all I have, gentlemen.
Can you state your name and address for the record?
Yes, Christian Willie. 16128 Abbott's Pond Road, Milford, Delaware. And my wife,
Barbara Willie, 16128 Abbott's Pond Road, Milford, Delaware.
Do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
I affirm.
And Mr. Chairman, just for the record, our firm came up that we may have done some work in the past for the Willies, so if appears, I don't believe there's a conflict, but if the board felt there was one, any questions should be deferred to Vince Robertson.
Thank you for that.
Didn't understand what he said, but that's okay.
All right, sir.
I'm still an electrician, still working. Expected to be retired by now. Not going to happen. The way the economy is written, I'm going to be working until I die. Mm-hmm. Pretty much. So we're just asking to extend this thing some more, see how much longer I can work. And by the time this comes up again, it'll be permanently there because it's not going to be moved now with trees and all kinds of stuff in the way and another roof on. And the only thing that hasn't been taken off to make it a permanent structure is the tongue.
Oh, okay.
Chop it.
Everything's still the same.
Everything's the same. I was hoping to get enough money and get enough far enough ahead so I could build a garage and so I could build a nice pole shed in the woods there. Of course, we've added 3.5 acres to the property now, too, so it's not just 1.72 acres. It's 4.19.
Okay.
And I expected to get.
Did you get a letter in 2008 saying that you needed to renew your?
No, sir.
Okay.
No, sir. If we had, we'd have been here. But that's what I expected to be able to have other structures.
You didn't figure on when you got it the first time, the 5 years. You didn't know that you have to.
We
be
figured
back
we'd hear something
years.
From somebody.
We didn't volunteer.
We didn't hear from anybody, so we just figured it was okay. I'm sorry.
Okay. Now, the other question is if this board grants you another 5 years, if you're still in business and not retired, will you remember that you have to come back?
Yes, sir. This time we will.
Okay. It's on record. Did you say?
Gotcha. No problem. But like I said, in the meantime, we'll probably try and make it more permanent location.
Permanent.
I mean, it's not going to, can't go anywhere now.
In other words, remove the trailer and make it permanent.
Maybe permanent, yes.
Yeah, that's what we're hoping you'll do.
It's almost permanent now.
Not move the trailer.
Right, not move the trailer, but have it permanently located right there. I don't see how we could take it. The only way we'd get it out of there now, airlift it out, or with a crane. It's totally closed in with trees and
it has a steel roof.
Yeah, we have a new roof.
What are you using it for?
If you walked in the front door now, you'd see it's storage and office. Part of the office. I have two businesses, a gun business, a federal firearms license, plus I'm an electrical contractor. So I use it for both. So there's over 30 years, we've been married 30 years too, and her mother died. We got all her furniture. We needed someplace to put it. That's where it goes.
Mr. Orban, are you allowed to leave that there like that? After 5 years?
I mean, if the board says they can leave it there, yeah.
He's still got to come back and come back every five years.
He can't leave it as a permanent place.
No.
The maximum is 5 years that you can approve.
Prove it, yeah. But he can't leave
that as a permanent. The maximum is 5 years, but he can come back in 5 years.
Oh, he can fly, sure. Yeah. That's what he's doing now.
He was saying he planned on for a permanent building, though, right?
Pretty much, if we put a block foundation under it, which it already has concrete pillars and it's strapped down anyway.
Well, the
little mobile.
If, yeah, I mean, yeah. As long as the mobile home or mobile structure, you're fine. Now, if you ever stop using it for the intended purpose of that,
that'll ever happen.
It's got to go. Okay.
But how else would we use it and be able?
Well, right now you've indicated that you're using it for office use and storage.
Right.
So if the business was not in operation anymore, you couldn't turn it into another dwelling.
We don't want to do that. Lots of people say that, we'd like to rent that.
Don't want that problem.
Well, the special use exception is for a limited purpose. So that's...
Yeah. Would it cover storage only? It would?
It says office use and storage. Mr. Lank would probably be best to direct
that
question.
That has to be both.
It would be the same. If it was just storage, it would still be the same problem.
Right.
Because you're using a mobile home type structure for that purpose.
Mm-hmm. So we always got to come back. After 5 years.
Right.
Okay. We thought we'd hear something from somebody. We didn't hear
anything. That's the reason I ask you.
Yeah.
Next time we remember.
Okay.
See, the county's intent in allowing us...
Did someone send something on 2008?
The county's
just prior to that.
Should have been just prior to that. Yeah.
We never saw anything. If we had, we'd have addressed it.
The county's intent for allowing us to grant this is as a temporary use until something else can be built. It's not intended for it to ever be a permanent thing. So
yeah, if we could afford it, we'd add on to our home.
Understand, but. But since it is a privilege that this board is able to grant, then it's best if you keep up with it.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11177. And I'm glad Mr. Mills let me do this. A special use exception. The special use exception will not substantially affect adversely the uses of the adjacent and neighboring properties.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second it.
You have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve case number 11177.
And Mr. Chairman, this is for 5 years?
For a period of 5 years.
5 years.
I'm sorry, 5 years in the motion.
That's what I wrote down.
Yeah.
Okay. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,177 is approved.
Thank you.
Thank you and good luck.
Thank you.